And now we're joined by Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. We're going to look at the markets. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are things looking out there? We see a little bit of upward movement everywhere except for the cattle and hogs right now.
Yeah, we're seeing some strong reopen prices here on the commodities, on the corn, soybeans, and wheat, all three. There were some big export sales announcements made on soybeans here during the 45 minutes that were paused here in the morning, and I think that kind of got into the markets as well. Yesterday we had some pretty strong selling by the funds. I just wanted to kind of point out here on week here, the funds have sold about 23,000 contracts of wheat. They've bought about 5,000 contracts of corn, and they've sold about 32,000 contracts of soybeans. And the result of that, just to kind of show how the tie-in is there, we're down approximately 16 cents for the wheat this week. We're up about 10 for the corn this week, and beans are down about 26 cents for the week with the markets where they're at right now. Let me just touch on that. The July corn right now is up about 8.5 cents, 4.33¾. December corn is up 8.5 at 4.44. Beans are up 15¾ on the July, 11.50, and the November is at 11.36¾. That's up 17.5. The wheat's up about 4 cents across the board, and as Jeff had mentioned, the livestock is down here 40 or so on the June cattle, down 45, 116.82. Feeder cattle down 75, 138.87, and the hogs are down about 27 on the July, which would be 86.80 that they're trading at. Several things going on in the market here today, but weather is still the main factor, and there's a quite a debate out here as far as what this weather may bring us in the next couple of weeks. I think, though, maybe the economic situation and some of the things going on the outside markets didn't maybe get as much credit as they deserved for the sell-off in yesterday's market. We did see an interesting in Britain, Parliament member was shot and killed, and that really kind of puts a different maybe different focus on this vote. The Britons, of course, have the vote next week to decide whether they're going to stay in the European Union or not. That could have some real effects on the outside markets. I think that'll be watched closely along with the weather next week. Our exports have been very good here, so we're seeing good demand, and the supply is really still the question. We seem like we went down and tested the $11 area on the November beans. The top end of that's probably about 11.50 now, where we could see some resistance. And on the December corn, 4.20 to 4.40 range, we continue to stay in. So that's kind of where we're at this morning here, Jeff. Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And again, looking at our forecast around Champaign-Urbana for today, we're already in the lower 70s around the region, a high of 85. We're looking for clear skies tonight, a low of 60 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, the high 88. Mostly clear skies tomorrow night, a low of 62. Sunny skies Sunday, the high 88, a low of 68 Sunday night with mostly clear skies. And again, a high of 92 coming up on Monday. 71 degrees in Danville, 73 now in Decatur and Urbana.